Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. You are listening to Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. And you probably noticed a bit of a different voice just then.
Slightly.
That would be Tim's replacement for the next 3 days, Matt. Yay! Welcome to the studio, Matt.
It's okay to clap myself in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we do it on this show. I'm so excited to have you in here. It means that I have the pressure off me. I don't have to push any buttons. So any mistakes you hear, it's Matt, not Jess.
Oh, cool. Throw me under the bus immediately.
Absolutely. That's how this show works also. Everyone, fend for themselves. That's how these things work.
You're a generous and kind co-host. I appreciate it.
You have been having nightmares about this, in all seriousness.
I legitimately woke up at about midnight thinking it was time to get up. And yep. I was like, fair enough, okay. My brain was like, let's do it. And I was like, no, go back to sleep. And I had stress dreams from then on.
Oh, brilliant.
There was trees growing in the studio. I don't know how that happened. And I couldn't find the buttons. The screens weren't working. It was terrifying.
This bodes well for the next 3 days, doesn't it? Wow.
Maybe it wasn't a premonition.
We're going to do our best to bring you a fun, happy show. Talking everything that Tim won't let me usually talk about.
Oh, I can't guarantee it, though. Because you've mentioned Kardashians quite a few times, and I'm ready to put the kibosh
on that. There is no Kardashian chat for the rest of the show, I promise you.
Maybe
I'll slip some in. I don't know. Coming up just before 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking, what are you still salty about? Because my brother is still filthy at someone that he absolutely shouldn't still be, 12 years on.
Sure. No, that's some salt. You're keeping that salt long term.
Also, Matt, I want to tell you about something that may be in your soap or shampoo that could be giving you moobs.
More moobs?
Yeah.
Mate, I'm at a B-cup already.
Don't grab your man boobs while we're talking.
I am B-cupping.
It is a great thing that this is an audio medium, I tell you what.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Matt, I wanted to tell you something that may kick off your Monday in a bit of a sad light.
Oh, great.
Man boobs. Uh-huh. I want to talk man boobs.
Oh, sure, same. Constantly. I'm glad you brought it up.
Not specifically yours, but you keep groping them this morning.
I feel personally attacked, but that's fine.
It turns out that there's been a bit of a study on some essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use these essential oils in your soap or your shampoo as a man,
right?
Apparently these particular ones promote the female hormone estrogen.
How, like going through the skin somehow?
Apparently. I'm not a scientist, obviously.
That's apparent, yeah.
But it turns out that tea tree oil and lavender oil that is found in some soaps and shampoos and even hair gels may cause men to grow breasts.
Oh, my goodness. It's definitely not the family packet of M&M's I ate this morning for breakfast that's giving me moods.
They may be a contributing factor. But
it's tea tree oil.
Apparently, yeah, they did like an analysis of it. And some scientists believe that there is a link between these essential oils and men growing things on their chest.
This is why I'm glad I buy that Radox one that's like, dude, men. Men for men. Bubble men.
And it comes in like a black packet.
Yeah. It's like, we're men and this is men stuff.
Double check, because if it has lavender in it, you don't want it anywhere near your body.
That's...
I don't know how much I trust these sorts of studies because, I mean,
it sounds like it was done by a dude in the back shed trying to explain his own moves. It's the tea tree oils.
Maybe they only had four subjects and those guys just really enjoyed KFC. Like, who knows? I don't know how controlled these studies are, but double check.
Yeah.
If you're about to jump in the shower, double check your soap, double check your shampoo, double check your hair gel this morning.
Oh, because it often has that tea tree smell in it.
Yeah, you don't want to risk it. That's what I'm saying. But ladies, I mean, if you want to grow something,
just shove your tits in a lavender bush, and I think that's it, right?
Clearly, I've been using too much tea tree oil.
You step back.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim and Jess, Matt replacing Tim until Thursday, and Matt. Over the weekend, I was hanging out with my cat a lot.
Sure.
Just another usual weekend for Jess. It sounds really sad, but I have friends, I promise.
It is really sad, but continue.
Apparently, I've started, like, I'll have a few drinks on the weekend, and then I'll start telling people that I need to get home to my cat.
Oh, good.
Which is terrifying. Mm. But I was hanging out with my cat and I started noticing some different things about him. So my cat's name is Chandler.
Sure.
And over this weekend, he kind of just looked really sad. Like he was walking around and kind of just moping, which I know you're thinking, that's a cat.
I've seen your cat and that's all it looks like.
But he was like resting his head on me and I was like, Is my cat depressed? Like, can cats get depressed? So obviously, natural next step.
Sure.
I Googled it.
Yep. There you go.
Google. Is my cat depressed? And Google was like, look, potench.
Did it like bring up some eHarmony websites as well for your sad cat lady search?
No. Apparently, cats can get really bad separation anxiety when you're gone for lengthy periods of the day. And obviously, I live by myself, so I'm the only person my cat sees every day.
Poor thing.
And from 4 a.m. till midday, I am here in this building.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that maybe Chandler has separation anxiety.
I mean, I guess it is possible. Cats can get weird. I used to live with a cat that would pee on everything.
Oh.
Including the hot plates of the stove. Oh, can you imagine turning that on?
Oh, God. Ooh. Yeah, that's anyway, not a smell you want to experience.
Mate, I turned it on one day. I ended up out the front on the driveway. It was so strong. It's like, I can't deal with this.
I just want some pasta.
Oh, God damn it. But no, that cat was eventually put on hormones.
Oh.
To sort of stop her from peeing on everything.
So do you think maybe if I gave Chant, like, is there like an anti-anxiety medication for
I'm sure someone's making money out of it. Yes.
I just, like, if you're a cat therapist, I want to speak to you. Give us a call, 13 12 16. I want to cheer him up. I want Chandler to be a happy cat. And I feel like I'm not providing that happy experience for him.
Maybe dress up as a clown? I don't know.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Matt, I'm really excited. The Commonwealth Games are creeping up onto us.
Like real quick.
Yeah, we've got the baton relay coming through central Queensland the next weekend. Tim and I are actually going to be in Merriamvale welcoming the baton. I'm very excited.
Will you get to smell the baton maybe?
Well, I'm hoping they'll let me touch it, but I know there's like a whole bunch of rules around yeah. that. So I'm just hoping if I get like a finger on one.
Maybe if you wear a glove, they'll let you touch it. Your greasy, greasy fingers.
Only when I've been having KFC.
So regularly.
But there is going to be a special guest that no one accounted for at the Commonwealth Games.
I'm very excited. Clearly it wasn't Stefan the hairdresser that I thought it was for some reason. That was my immediate thought.
Usain Bolt is going to be attending the Commonwealth Games as a spectator.
Oh, of course, because he's not in Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Silly America.
So one of his friends, Jamaican sprinter Johan Blake, is competing in the 100-meter sprint. So Usain Bolt was like, you know what? I'll come down April 9.
I got some time off.
And I'll just watch you. Like, why not? I want to see what my competition's like. And so he's, imagine being in the 100-meter sprint and knowing Usain Bolt is watching you.
Oh. I think I'd do worse.
You reckon?
I don't think that would help me.
Like, that's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Like, he is the he did, like, what, 6 seconds sprint?
Is he going to, like, jog next to them and cheer?
Probably.
Yeah, like, just him casually jogging will probably be the same as the first person.
No one knew that Usain Bolt was going to be there. So he's going to be on the Gold Coast in April.
That's exciting.
Just watching the games. I wonder what else he'll be doing.
Well, they've got a whole heap of street performers to help people with congestion. Maybe he'll, like, be, like, right, pushing a tuk-tuk, you know, those little things where you run and sit in the back. Can you imagine?
Selling hot dogs out front of the stadium.
Classic Usain.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim. Sorry, yeah, I am joined by Matt.
You. One error for you.
Tim sounds a little bit different today. Matt, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
He's playing his own dad in a movie about his life.
Oh,
Shia LaBeouf is playing Shia LaBeouf's dad in a movie about Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, is he? This sounds very Shia LaBeouf.
So this is his latest artistic project. He really wanted to, like, commit himself to a really, you know, big vision. So this movie, the script is entitled Honey Boy, which is apparently what his dad used to call him.
That might explain a couple of things.
Apparently this script has been blacklisted. In Hollywood. Like, it's one of those scripts that everyone's seen, but no one wants to really touch.
No, thank you.
And now, apparently, a studio has now picked it up.
Okay.
And Shia LaBeouf will star as his own father in this movie.
Who's going to play Shia LaBeouf?
I don't know. They haven't announced it yet. It's only just been picked up. But, I mean, do you think this is going to be any good? Like, I want to see it just because Shia LaBeouf's such a weirdo. Like, I feel like it's going to be good.
No, I think it's going to be like that, The Room or whatever it is, that movie that they redid. It'll just be so terribly bad, it'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm okay with that. Like, if it's a train wreck, even better, right? Check out the full story for yourself, as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
I am joined by Matt this morning until Thursday when Timmy is returning to Hit Central Queensland. But Matt, a lot of people across CQ would probably know you by a different name, would you say?
Oh, look, in radio, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everyone your radio nickname was for years?
Okay, look, back in the day when this radio station was called Hot FM,
yep,
I was known as Hot Dog.
Yes, but long before Hot Dogs, yeah, from Big
idiot,
Brother.
This idiot that came through.
Came and ruined your life.
Pluralized Hot Dog. What do you even, how are you Hot Dogs? How are you multiple?
You're a single Hot Dog.
I'm the original and the best Hot Dog.
But like, you didn't give that nickname to yourself. That was bestowed upon you.
There was a ceremony with a sword. It was quite
a nightly Hot Dog. Mm. And you were Hot Dog on radio for a long time.
For ages, yeah.
Are there people in your life, apart from Tim and I when we make fun of you, that still call you Hot Dog?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, people will do. Oh, hey, Hot Dog. I'm like, hi, it's me.
Because you probably see Matt out and about on the street in the Hit Squad from time to time.
Occasionally, get out there.
And look, from now on, unless you go and call him Hot Dog, you're not getting any free stuff.
That's 100% not true. Might be the opposite, to be honest.
But it got me thinking, and I want to hear on 13, 12, 16, mm-hmm. nicknames that you didn't ask for. And look, maybe you love them. Yeah. Maybe you absolutely hate it like Matt does with Hot Dog, because it's so much fun to torture you with Hot Dog.
Tarnished. See, it was perfect and pure when I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this old mate from Big Brother comes in.
What is Hot Dog's up to these days?
Oh, last I heard, he was peeing on the outside of a casino. So he's probably not far
I from missed that show Up Late with Hot Dogs. That was a quality program. We should bring it back.
High budget.
Up Late with Hot Dog, and you can host.
Right. Now I'm into it.
Coming soon to Channel 9. Look, 13 to 16, have you got a nickname that you absolutely didn't ask for?
Yes, definitely give us a call. Make me feel better, please.
Here on Hit CQ with Tim and Jess, Matt joining us until Thursday. And of course, Matt, you'd probably know by a different name, Hot Dog, which he was called on this station for a very long time.
Oh, mate, too long, some might say.
I knew that you'd hate me bringing this up, which is why Tim and I planned this.
Yeah, I know that there was a spot in the show plan. Oh, you're going to be surprised, you, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because I knew you'd absolutely hate me talking about this, because you don't like the nickname.
Oh, I am a professional radio person now.
A friend of mine, we were traveling in America last year, and she cut one of the other girls in our trip's lunch.
So what?
Because she liked this other girl was like hooking up with this guy, and then all of a sudden she swoops in and cut her lunch. So we started calling her Jim from Jim's Mowing. She cut someone else's grass. It's great. She hates it. She's still called Jim on the group chat to this day.
And no, sounds like she's earned that one too, actually.
So 13 to 16, I have been asking, have you got a nickname that you absolutely didn't ask for?
My nickname from my mum when I was little and growing up was Ducky Bum.
Ducky Bum?
No joke.
And would she call you this in front of your friends? Like,
yeah.
Up to what age, Sarah?
Well, I think I was about 16 when the last time she called me.
Wow, Ducky Bum.
Occasionally she just like drops it and we both hear it.
So did you like it as a kid, or was it like, Mum, stop?
It was like, Mum, stop. I was a little small child, and apparently I had a really bony bottom.
Oh.
And, when I used to sit on her lap or anything, she got the name Ducky Bum.
Oh, God. Well, thanks so much for your call, Ducky Bum. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
13 to 16, if you ever want to get involved in the show. Matt, you said you had another nickname that you got in high school.
Yeah, it seems to be a thing for me.
Yeah. People call you something other than that?
It was early days, like grade 8 or something. I was sitting there. I was a big kid. I've always been a beefy boy.
You're a big boy.
Mm. And a couple of girls in the class nicknamed me Toad.
Toad?
Because I was sitting there and I looked like a toad.
Small, aren't they?
Oh, no, like a cane toad. You know, those big fat thing with the neck.
Okay.
So,
kids are cruel.
The worst. But I turned it around and I was known as Toad. It was like my nickname throughout high school.
Right.
So it wasn't the worst.
See, again, you're stealing nicknames from other people. Toady from Neighbours.
How dare you?
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Blue Ivy, sassy Blue Ivy, is at it again.
Blue Ivy is my spirit animal. I just want to set that record straight. She's, of course, the daughter of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Over the weekend, Tina Knowles, who's Beyonce's mother. So Beyonce's mother put on a charity art auction at this glamorous, there were lots of celebrities. Well, Blue Ivy, okay, what is she, five? I think she's five. Sitting front row, okay, little girl, bid $19,000 on a piece of art. Now, she held up the sign, like, honestly, if you didn't see it in your own eyes, you wouldn't even believe it. Holds up the sign, bids $19,000 on this piece of art. Now, you would think in that moment, the mum and the dad would be like, put that down, like, stop.
Yeah.
No,
cool
it. Say Daisy laugh. They laugh, like, oh, here we go again. Oh, good girl, bidding $19,000. And the bid went through. So there you go, Blue Ivy.
Look at her wasting her weekly allowance on a piece of art.
She spent more on a dress. She has dresses that are like $35,000 because she handmade to her. So it's good to be Blue Ivy.
Do you know what, though? Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce just announced their tour. Like, they'd make $19,000 in 30 seconds. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
more than that. So for them, it's chump change. That's like, I wouldn't spend $19 on a piece of art, but $19,000 for Blue Ivy, it's nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing. They'd literally find that in the couch. You know when you put your hand down the back of the couch? $19,000. It's that kind of vibe.
All I get is bobby pins and lint.
Thanks so much, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, buddy.
Bye, Maddie. Bye, Jess. Bye, everyone.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Matt, you and I were cleaning up on Friday afternoon. Tim left, jumped on his plane.
Mate, he was, before the news even played at 9 o'clock, he was out of the room.
He was keen to get home to his girlfriend.
Yeah,
he's picking her up, bringing her up to central Queensland. And look, while out we were cleaning up, we made a discovery that I think potentially has some dollar value behind it.
Yeah.
Now, this building is full of weird and wonderful things.
And asbestos, apparently.
It's been here a while. It's been the home of many different radio stations. Mm. And we found a couple of works of art that seem to be from the same collection.
Yeah. There's a link. They look similar.
Like, there's one that's been up in the studio that I have not paid any attention to since we got to Central Queensland. And then we found one that looks like it could be its sister.
Yeah.
But the difference between the two pieces is one of them is numbered, number 67 of 1,000, which immediately screams to me exclusive. Right?
Exclusives, for sure.
I mean, there's 1,000 of them.
It's a hit VIP, for sure.
I don't know what it's of. We've all been speculating here in the office that potentially it's a picture of Brisbane.
Well, yeah, because the other painting that we've got that is in the studio that I recognise is South Bank. So it's the big the lagoons down at South Bank.
But the one that is numbered looks like a picture of a festival or a fete.
Yes.
Go and check it out on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. If you have any idea who this work of art is by, or maybe you're one of the other 1,000 people that has your hands on one of these.
Is this in your pool room?
I feel like it maybe was like done in the 80s. It looks like a real 80s frame.
Yeah.
Like it's been properly framed and mounted.
Someone spent some money on it.
And it looks like there's an artist's name. Again, all of these things are on our Facebook page. We really want to get to the bottom of this because if we're sitting on a gold mine, I'm absolutely taking it from the station.
50-50.
Yeah.
We're going splitsies.
Well,
we're out.
We found it. We're the ones who are cleaning.
Yeah.
So absolutely it's ours. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Absolutely.
Hit us up on our Facebook page and our Instagram and let us know if you know anything about this mystery painting. We'll keep you up to date as we crack the case.
It's like Antiques Roadshow, but worse.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Matt, I was chatting to my brother on the weekend and he's one to hold a grudge.
Right, yeah.
Some would say it's a Pantu trait. I'd like to think that I don't hold one as much as he does.
Well, we'll see.
But look, he's been out of school for maybe 11, 12 years now.
Okay.
And I'm still quite good friends with one of my old English teachers who taught us both.
Sad for you, I think.
Hey.
Is it?
No, she was like only a year out of uni when she taught me in like year 10. So like there wasn't that much of an age range.
Okay, right.
And so when I finished school, we kind of stayed mates.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother knows this. And so yet again, for like the 17th billionth time, he mentioned a mark she gave him in year 12 English. Now, he brings this up quite often. So he had her as a year 12 English teacher.
Yeah.
She gave him a B+ on a presentation.
Okay, so he was happy with this, I would think.
He was unhappy. He thought he deserved an A.
Oh, okay. This is definitely a panty story. Continue.
And she claims that it was actually worth a C, and she did him a favor by giving him a B+.
Oh.
Right? So this is a feud that has been running for many, many years.
It's an actual feud at this point.
And he's so salty about it. And I said to him, I was like, look, I'm not going to bring it up yet again with her. And he's like, just ask her. Ask her why I didn't get an A+. And I'm like, because you didn't deserve it, Peter. You didn't put in the work. And that's why she gave you a B, because that's what you deserve.
You're a B-grade student.
And he's still so salty about it. It's unbelievable.
That's hilarious. I've got a mate of mine who she's a grudge holder.
Yep.
Gets super salty about, like, particularly at takeaway joints.
Oh.
Like, if you go through and they regularly stuff up that order.
Yep.
She's been known to boycott places.
Really?
For months. For months. We would live together and we'd be like, oh, we're going to go here. And she's like, which one are you going to?
Oh.
And we're like, this one. And she's like, nothing.
No, that McDonald's forgot my sweet and sour sauce. And right? I would have not forgiven them yet.
We would have to drive to the Southside Maccas just because she was bitter about
it. It's unbelievable. And this is what I want to know, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
13, 12, 16. What are you still salty about? What still grinds your gears? Are you still holding on to that grudge from like 17 years ago or 12 years like my brother? 13, 12, 16, what are you still salty about? When are you still salty about? Because my brother, yet again on the weekend for like the 17 billionth time, has brought up saltiness from 12 years ago.
That's some long-term salt.
I'm still good friends with his English teacher from year 12. It sounds like I'm older than him. I'm actually younger than him. But I was just really good friends with my teachers.
You were that kid. I get it. Yeah. No, I see it.
Yeah, you see it. You know me too well. And look, he's still salty about a mark he received in year 12 English where he got a B. He thought he deserved an A. And it got me thinking, like, are there like grudges from people across central Queensland that they're still holding on to?
Surely.
And we've got Lisa from Gladstone. Now, Lisa's given us a bit of a pseudonym. Why is that, Lisa?
I did. So it was back when I was, it was my 16th birthday and I had a friend sleepover and we were one of those friends on and off.
Right.
Well,
frenemies.
The next day, yeah. Well, the next day she went home and it wasn't until that afternoon I realised that I got these big packets of Skittles. I got
a big packet of
Skittles. Sure.
And she stole them.
She stole your Skittles?
My big bag of Skittles. That was one of my 16th birthday presents from a really good friend, and she stole my Skittles.
Oh,
and to
mate.
This day, I still cannot talk to her without bringing it up because, and she denies it. But
hang on,
the only
Lisa.
One there that stole my Skittles.
How many years has it been since the Skittle incident?
13.
You know you can get buckets of Skittles these days, Lisa. Like she
I
can
buy
you back.
Though,
yeah, the principle of it. You're 100% right.
Yeah, and it's friendship ending. Skittles drama is worth ending a friendship over.
We're still frenemies, but there's just, yeah, a bit more friction there now.
Thanks so much for your call, Lisa.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
You can always chuck us a call, 13, 12, 16, if you want to be involved in the show. Do you have any grudges against me, Matt?
Well, do you want to
should we air it out or should we wait?
Oh, look, I feel like you've probably got more of a reason to have a grudge against me re that snakeskin incident earlier.
Oh, yes, correct. Yeah, no, I'm still punishing you for the next 3 months for that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Matt, if you're a big fan of the Backstreet Boys.
100%. Backstreet's back, all right.
Who isn't? I love a bit of old school on my morning. Apparently, the boy band has decided to open their own barbecue restaurant.
That obviously, yeah, that makes logical sense. That is the next step.
They've applied for a license for Backstreet Barbecue.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, apparently this is something they're used to doing. So they've already released their own brand of tequila.
What?
Why did I know that existed? and Joey Fatone, I think he was the one with the like weird goatee.
The facial hair, yeah.
He has actually had success with food before. He runs his own food truck in Florida called Fat One's Hot Dogs. And he also has another... food truck called Italian Ice, which I'm assuming is ice cream.
I should hope so. Otherwise, he's selling meth from Italy or something. Who knows?
So the Backstreet Boys, it's a joint venture. Backstreet Barbecue. I don't know when it's starting up, but I'm hoping it's going to be like Backstreet Boys themed.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, and if you want to, like, you know, upsize, you have to go larger than life. Like,
yes.
Like, there's just so many possibilities.
Oh, if the service staff aren't, like, doing the dances, I don't want to know about
it. Like a 50s diner where you, like, pay, like, a 5-cent piece and they start dancing on the tabletops for you.
Please and thank you. Now yes. I'm into it. I wasn't sold before. I was like, who are these boys that know about
barbecue? Given me another reason to go back to America. And hopefully it becomes as popular as McDonald's. And we see Backstreet barbecues all over the place.
Are we going to have like Bardo barbecue over in Australia?
Hey, Sophie Monk's not doing much these days. She might get on board. Bardo barbecue, it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm up for it.
You can check out more of what's trending now. And that story for yourself at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Matt. You and I decided to do something a bit special this weekend.
Just a romantic outing.
Yeah, why not? The Boyntunnam hookup is coming in May.
Yeah.
So we're only weeks away.
It's just around the corner.
Yeah, and if you love a good fish, then the Boyntunnam hookup is for you, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not exactly what one might call fisher people.
Unfortunately, you and Tim are my only friends here in Central Queensland.
He's out of town.
He was away.
He would have been perfect for it.
You were my next choice. Tim is like a full proper fisherman. Like, he has a vest.
Oh, mate.
And like a fishing hat.
That's professional.
And like he has like this bucket of like fishing stuff.
He's got a bucket.
Like, he won't let me go anywhere near his fishing equipment because he's like, I don't want you to touch it.
Rightly so, I suppose.
So we took your canoe out to Bray Park.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the best fishing location.
Mate, I don't think you got more than 20 metres away from the brand new jetty they built.
Listen, I was in the canoe by myself. Had you hopped in with me, we might have got further out.
I was legitimately concerned that you were going to get washed out to sea.
I mean, that was one big concern, the fact that I couldn't paddle anywhere. The second one was I was using a $7 Kmart rod. That I couldn't quite figure out how to work.
Oh, I am, like, just watching you try and do it was like watching an ape create a tool for the first time.
And it got to the point where I was out in the middle of Bray Park? A river?
The Boyne River.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was a lake. I don't know. I didn't know where I was. I was in the middle of this body of water.
Yeah.
And a fish stole my hook, and that's when I was like, I call it quits.
Yeah,
I'm not going to thread another hook on. What is this?
I still don't believe it was a fish.
Well, I mean, I felt it. You can see in the video for yourself. Just search for Hit Central Queensland on Facebook and on our Instagram because the video was up there.
Oh, and
judge for yourself. You can see, like, there's a fish definitely on the end of it.
Mm.
And then I go to pull it up and everything has come back up except the hook.
Yeah, it was sad. And look, honestly, just check it out for your fashion. I've never seen
my fishing hat is gorgeous. Oh, how dare you?
Now that you're a true fisher person, you can start putting hooks in it.
Yes.
And you can combat
those
Tim.
Hooks are sharp. I stabbed myself several times.
I mean, that's probably more of a user error situation than anything else.
We're going to be doing some more videos trying to teach me how to fish. If anyone, anyone actually is part of the Boyntunnam hookup, wants to like help me out because
you've got a lot of patience.
Like, I really want to get involved. I'm just really not good at it. Fishing is hard. Like, I thought you just stick a rod, just throw some string in, and then you just get bounties of fish.
Yeah, you absolutely overexpected. But you did catch something.
I did.
You can head to the video, Hit Central Queensland, to find out what that was.
Asterix.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
No, I'm joined by Matt, who was just distracting me then. Forgot to turn our mics on.
You said you were going to blame it all on me, and I see you've already started.
And you know what? That silence is reminiscent of what happened in Bali over the weekend.
Hey,
Matt.
Segue. Nice work.
Thank you. Because Bali decided it was their Lunar New Year or whatever?
Just their New Year.
Their New Year celebration. And they decided, you know what? Let's commemorate this day. 24-hour ban on Saturday. Internet shutting down.
Yeah. So the whole idea of it is it's supposed to be a day of silence.
Right.
For 24 hours silence to meditate, think about things. And just be quiet and chill.
Seems like a great idea in theory until you wake up and you can't get onto Instagram.
Mate,
like
I don't know what I would do with my time.
Like, honestly, first thing in the morning when you roll over, what's the first thing you do?
Oh, mate, A, shut off the alarm.
Yep.
B, internet.
Yeah.
Let's give me some Facebook.
I go
want to see what's going on.
Instagram, and then news.com.au. That's my morning routine.
Yes.
And on Saturday, everyone in Bali woke up to all the internet providers shutting down.
I mean, amazing that all of them got involved with it.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine that happening in Australia? People would be like, oh, no thanks.
Yeah, Telstra would be like, nah, we're staying switched on because you're on the Telstra network. And everyone else will be like, God, Telstra, you're making us look bad.
I know, right? But yeah, 24 full hours, no internet or mobile phones.
I mean, did anyone in Bali eat that day? Because did you even eat if you can't Instagram your food?
Hey, what's the point of having that delicious burger if no one's going to see it?
I mean, taking photos without a filter on Snapchat? I don't understand. Like, what's the point of life?
Mate, if I haven't got those cute bunny ears, I may as well not even exist.
Or that weird squeaky voice. Like, can we just talk for a second about that squeaky voice? Like, it's every girl that does like 7 Snapchats in a row with that squeaky voice.
Like a 40-minute long monologue.
No one's watching
high
it.
No thanks.
After the second one, I'm tapping out.
Bye. Ridiculous.
But I mean, Bali, good on you guys. I still don't know how it works because maybe they haven't switched it back on yet. I haven't seen any social posts.
No, it's all gone quiet. Everyone's just so zen, so chill nowadays. They're just fine. No, we don't need it.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.